I've heard the whole dispute in Springfield described as a war. And if you think of it in that way, then think of Republican Governor Bruce Rauner and Democratic House Speaker Michael Madigan as the generals. But what you may not have heard of is how the shin-kicky hand-to-hand combat is playing out on the front lines, which is why I want to tell you about a guy named Richard Goldberg. Chances are you've not heard that name, but the name Richard Goldberg is well known in the halls of the Capitol. Goldberg works for Governor Rauner, and he drives Democrats crazy. To give you a sense of him, Goldberg's young. He's 32. He used to work for Congressman, now Senator, Mark Kirk. And Goldberg's very good on his feet. He's quick-witted and fast-talking, and he just seems to like a good political fistfight. The way Governor Rauner's been deploying them is as a proxy with lawmakers. As in, Democrats have business to do with Rauner, and Rauner sends Rich Goldberg as his representative. Democrats don't like it. They see it as a slap in the face. They call hearings, and Rauner sends someone they basically see as a whippersnapper. Case in point, May of this year. State Senator Kwame Raoul calls a hearing on workers' compensation. It's something he's done a lot of work on in the past, he knows the issue well, and Rich Goldberg shows up. Here's how that went.
To be able to grow our economy, to be able to create jobs, to be able to have the revenue base for our budget so that we are not just competitive but also compassionate. Mr. Chairman, I just want to say—
I am the chairman. I am the chairman.
Mr. Chairman.
I am the chairman. This is not the governor's office.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hain, you recognize.
Mr. Chairman.
Democrats like Raoul feel like Goldberg breaks all kinds of rules of decorum, interrupting committee chairs, talking out of turn, and that's on top of the whole young whippersnapper effect. I talked to Raoul about all this after that shouting match I just played for you.
Some people want to give campaign speeches or maybe impress the governor. That's fine to be done outside of the committee room, to be done wherever they want to do it, in the bathroom or wherever they want to do it. But it's not fine to be done when we're supposed to be debating the specific provisions.
This scene, Goldberg as Rauner's proxy and Democrats feeling insulted, it played out a few times this year, and it only got worse. Here's how this other one went. Democrats are questioning a head of a state agency, someone appointed by Rauner. And that guy, the guy they want to talk to, he defers to Goldberg, as in he tries to give Goldberg the floor. Democrats were not okay with that.
The other elements of this bill, which I'd like to defer to Mr. Goldberg to address the question.
Well, Senator, if I could just address your question specifically,
because
Governor Rauner proposed.
Mr. Goldberg, when a senator is speaking, I would strongly counsel you to close your mouth and open your ears, and then you'll have a chance to respond.
That last voice, the one telling Goldberg to close his mouth, is State Senator Don Harmon. And I met with him recently to reflect on that incident.
It was part of a much longer hearing, and I'm frankly listening to it now not particularly pleased with my condescending tone. But at the time, it was like talking to my preteen children who were talking over each other and yelling at each other.
It's worth mentioning that Senator Harmon is not known for talking smack. He's an attorney from West Suburban Oak Park who's been a state senator for 12 years. But when I actually sat down with Harmon to do this interview, it was obvious that Harmon's had some things about Goldberg on his mind for a while.
Rich's job is to be the governor's unmentionable anatomy.
Let me just pause for a second here and say that I did ask him to clarify. When Harmon says unmentionable anatomy, he means something that rhymes with grass bowl.
Rich's job is to be the governor's unmentionable anatomy. And he embraces that role with a flair and enthusiasm that can only have been born of years of experience in fraternity houses and undergraduate bars.
Governor Rauner's administration did not make Richard Goldberg available to me for this story, but a spokesman for Rauner did send a written statement. Quote, "It's no surprise that these local legislators aren't willing to clean up Springfield when they relish the opportunity to personally attack a Navy reservist who served our country fighting terrorism in Afghanistan." In other words, hey, Democrats, you just called a war veteran a grass bowl. Now, let me just remind you that while this is going on, there's been virtually no meeting among all the leaders in Springfield in months, and no real sign of progress. Which brings me to one more example of the battles on the front line, because Goldberg's been doing something that's made him even more notorious. You know how Democrats were so mad when Goldberg would try to speak at those hearings earlier? Maybe the only thing that can make Democrats madder is Goldberg not showing up at all.
Is there anyone from the governor's office here to testify?
Is there anyone here from the governor's office to testify? Is there anyone here from the governor's office to testify?
That tape is real. It's Democratic Representative John Bradley putting on a big display because Goldberg did not show up at a hearing. Goldberg was not there because instead of showing up and antagonizing Democrats in person, he's been writing them antagonistic letters, and he's been doing it for months.
Dear State Representative Bradley, thank you for your letter of July.
I asked University of Illinois political science professor Chris Mooney to read some of them so you could get an idea of the tone.
As you may know, 35 minus 28 equals 7. Finding errors in basic arithmetic is not a great surprise.
These letters are full of lines like those, where Goldberg insults Democrats' intelligence. In other parts, he straight up calls their hearings worthless.
Holding sham hearings to rehash questions already answered in another committee is not a step toward compromise.
You get the idea. Some of these letters are a fireworks display of condescension and petty insults. And the icing on the cake, here's how he signs off.
With warmest personal regards, I remain sincerely yours, Richard A. Goldberg, Deputy Chief of Staff for Legislative Affairs.
I asked Mooney how he'd rate the snark level on a scale of 1 to 10.
Shall we say 11?
Mooney says what stands out, though, is the motivation for this level of snark. Like, some of the gimmicks going on are designed to be traps and could be turned into campaign hit pieces by the other party. But these particular hearings and letters aren't likely to end up being used in campaign ads against one candidate or another.
It's really gratuitous in this case. I don't quite understand it. It seems rather personal.
I talked with a few other lawmakers about Goldberg. Democrats say they're embarrassed on behalf of the Rauner administration because of Goldberg. And his presence in that job is a signal from Rauner that makes them feel hopeless that any kind of deal is on the horizon. But Republicans defend Goldberg. They say Goldberg is a person of substance, and if Democrats would just listen to him, they would see that. In other words, Republicans say if there's a problem here, if something's toxic about what's happening with Rich Goldberg, it's the Democrats' fault. I'm Tony Arnold.